My mother's father was killed when I was 3 months old on this train that my daddy was working for when I was at that place. He just decided he'd ride out in the woods with him one day just to be doing something. And it had been raining, and the train stalled going up a little hill. It was just what they call a dummy, you know, just a slow motored engine. And they all got out, they would put sand on the track. And he got out to help them throw the sand. Well, the train started, and he went to jump on it, and it crushed his leg. And back then, they didn't take him and have it amputated. There was nowhere to take him, and he died from blood poisoning. And my father's father died when my daddy was 9 years old. So he had to get out and try to help make a living. So they had it kind of hard.
What did you call your grandmothers? Grandma.
One was Grandma, and we always spoke of her as Grandma, and we just called the other one Grandma. But when we spoke of her, it was Grandma.
What did you call your mother?
Mama.
Mama. Did you have any joking things you called, or anything else you might have called her in any other circumstances?
No.
Just always Mama.
Mama.
What about your father?
Well, we called him Papa until the baby. My baby sister was born, and she started calling him Daddy. So we all picked up the Daddy, you know, and carried it from then on.
That's, gosh, I'm talking that like that. I got used to get a few naps when my little boy was in school. Now I have a baby who doesn't look on naps much favor, especially when I'm taking them.
What's that door back, honey?
We were talking about going to the mill. Did you ever hear them refer to taking a turn of corn in the mill?
No.
The amount that you take at one time? Did you ever hear of a turn of water or a turn of wood?
No. Hear that expression.
If you have a lamp, to get it to burn, you have to plug it in, of course. Mm-hmm. But then also, you have to screw in something I see over there.
A bulb.
Or sometimes they call that a light.
Light bulb.
Okay. If you have washed clothes and you want to hang them outside, to carry them outside, you might put them in a clothes
hamper
or
basket.
Nails used to come in little things that look like
pegs.
And around the outside of a barrel, you'd have some metal strips. Staves were wooden
things. All rungs, I suppose.
What I'm looking for is something that girls used to wear in their petticoats to hold their skirts out back in the old days.
Hoops?
Yeah.
Barrel hoops. Barrel hoops.
I'm
getting too old to remember. Oh, yeah, we used to roll them with a stick. My brother was here a while ago and I were talking about how we used to roll them.
Really?
Through the water, you know. We had a place that would rain and kind of a rounded out hole, and we'd run those hoops through there.
If you opened a bottle and that had some liquid in it and you didn't use all the liquid, you might put something back in the top of the bottle.
Stopper.
All right, what was this made of?
Cork.
Cork. All right, was it ever made that you ever use a rag stopper or a wood stopper?
Yes, we've used corn cob stoppers too.
Corn cob stoppers? There's a musical instrument that you hold it up to your mouth and you blow on it and move it back and forth.
That's a harmonica. We call them harps back nowadays.
I was going to ask you if you ever called it a
harp.
What about the one you hold between your teeth and you twang?
A Jew's harp.
Did you ever see one of those?
Oh, yes. I had an uncle that could really play one.
I keep hoping I'll meet.
Have you ever seen, you've never seen one?
Only on television. I love the sound of it.
Oh,
I keep hoping somebody will whip one out.
Yeah, he could make the best music on that, you know. He
Really?
Really could.